welcome to We Bombastic Few, Season 4, Episode 6. Are you ready? This is a special episode. We're doing something that we haven't done in many, many moons. There's someone else on the podcast. Who is it? Make it's yourself me. Known.
Sounds like a pretty lame podcast.
Daniel, who let you on?
I thought I kicked you
from the
Who
Discord
invited
chat.
You?
Who was I kidnapped by the last time? I escaped from them.
Again.
Yeah.
All right.
Forget Howdy.
Who's on here.
It's Christian.
State your name and occupation.
Name and occupation. I am Christian. I'm a microbiologist. Woo.
All right. Checks out. Who else is here? Main host. Boring people.
Lindsay. Do you want my occupation too?
Sure.
Nobody cares.
Avid Mountain Dew drinker.
Wow. Who pays you?
Believe it or not, Coca-Cola does.
Really? Not Pepsi though.
Wow.
Nice gig.
Interesting.
Fascinating.
I have to look at this Coca-Cola
so wait,
on the
are you drinking
to...
Mountain Dew straight from the factory line so that it can't get into the cans?
No, you misunderstand because Mountain Dew is made by Pepsi.
Right. I was literally.
So I can't. I don't have access to the facilities. I'm paid by Coca-Cola. I have to go to the shelf.
Are you a corporate spy? How many trade secrets do you know?
Are you a PepsiCo sleeper agent sent to infiltrate Coca-Cola?
I am allowed to answer none of these questions.
They actually pay him so he'll have like a bad health reaction, so they can point to him as a reason not to drink Mountain Dew. It's a long-term study.
I have no idea. I have no idea if this is true, but so to like keep that in mind. But apparently at one point, a secretary for, it was either Coca-Cola or Pepsi. I would think it was the secretary for Coca-Cola obtained the recipe to Coca-Cola and brought it to Pepsi. But Pepsi was like, nah, don't give us that. Like, we don't want it. Because like legal ramifications or whatever and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So
I feel like I've heard of that. So
trade secrets, everyone.
Two people have heard of the story, which means it's obviously true.
Yeah, checks out. Anyway, today's segments, also something you haven't heard in a very long time, a BuzzFeed quiz. And then we've got a hypothetical, because what is a podcast without a hypothetical? And then we're continuing with the mini qualgrithm. But really quick, bombastic word, skirl, a shrill wailing sound, especially that of bagpipes. Can think of a lot of uses for that one today. Speaking of sound, okay, so I had several different phone calls today or this week, and each of these phone calls were received immediately after me waking up, and so I didn't have my normal phone voice, and like I realized this because I got a phone call right after and my phone voice kicked in. Do you guys have a phone voice? And so what I mean by that is like when I pick up the, so like this is my normal voice if I'm speaking, right? But if I pick up the phone, it's like, hello, how's it going? Like it, like my voice raises, like gets louder and like in my head, it becomes nicer.
I would
like
say,
friendly.
Yeah.
If I have
I
one
think phone voice common,
I think it is common. But if I do have one, it's a minor difference. I don't like sounding or thinking I'm acting fake, so I'm sure
right,
I
well,
changed it a
here
little
go.
Bit, though.
Your phone's ringing. Ring, 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 ring. How do you answer? Go. Give us your phone voice.
Hello?
That's lame.
Like, no joke. Literally just hello.
Do you have, like, such a questioning, like... tone for every single person, like hello.
Yeah,
there's a little bit of fear in
why
that.
Am
I want to know why they're calling, even if I have their. Oh, I'm getting a phone call from some random person right now. Hello.
Okay, new idea. What if you answer every single
that
phone call with "Why are you calling"? Like, no longer with "Hello." It's just "Why are you calling?"
Who gave
answer
you this
me.
Number?
Yeah.
Who do you think you are?
Is this those punk kids again?
Yeah. The anyway, but yeah, phone voice. I think I know I have one, and it's prevalent, and I can't stop.
Oh, I 100% have one. Like, you go into like the professional, like, hello, this is Christian, or this is Christian.
Yeah.
Like my pitch completely
you
goes.
You become
up.
A voicemail,
right? I'm really trying to like
pick up the phone.
Like the female phone operators, like you, from the 19. 20s or something is what I'm trying to channel, I think. How can I help you guys out?
I channelize many things.
Yeah, I think I have a phone voice. If I know the person pretty well, I just talk normal, right? If it's like someone I'm familiar with. But if it's like, oh, this is a potential employer or something, then I'll be, okay, I gotta sound like a competent member of society here.
Mm-hmm. But is need it, to believe that I'm excited for
it's not
call.
Impolite to be questioning a why, like have a questioning tone to your voice. Like, it's like, I still, if I will say I definitely changed that. If I think it's someone important, like, hello, this is Andrew. I think I still have a questioning tone to my voice. Like, hello, this is Andrew. Like, I still am wondering why they're calling.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's a bad thing to be like, I don't think you guys claim that I have a very inquisitive tone to my voice is a bad thing.
It just sounds like you're afraid to say your name.
You should, I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with not having a phone voice. I just do. Like, if I don't know the number, I try and sound. I don't know.
What if different. They're calling to let you know that they are the Prince of Saudi Arabia and they're looking to offload their gold that they can't clear through customs? And so, as long as you can pay the $10,000 custom fee, they can give you $10 million in gold. Like, you need to, like, you don't want to scare them away, right?
Right.
Well, of course, because when you get a message like that, I mean, that's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and you don't want to miss it.
I mean, what are the odds that the Prince of Saudi Arabia called you, of all people? Like, come on.
You can't turn an offer like that down. It's never going to happen again.
Mm-hmm. I will say it actually has happened to me 3 times. That's the weird thing.
Really?
Are you serious?
Still rare.
But did you send the money over?
Oh, obviously.
I haven't gotten one of those.
A multi-millionaire.
Intriguing.
I don't know why. This podcast is really a passion project.
Well, speaking,
I'm already a multi-millionaire.
Speaking of borders and customs, so I was reminded of this story the other day. This happened like years ago, probably 2017. But I went on a cruise for the first time, and I like slept anywhere from like 16 to 20 hours each day on the cruise because I felt like it rocked me to sleep.
What the heck?
That is insane.
Like, no joke. Like, it was during spring break of senior year of high school, and my family would like come wake me up anytime they were trying to go get food or if there was something they really wanted me to partake in, and I would go straight back to sleep because I'd like just, like I said, felt like I was being rocked to sleep, and I just could not stay awake.
I think there are coma patients that are awake more hours of the day than that.
You said 16 to 20 hours?
I didn't keep track, but like it was generally majority of the day. It was very close to the entire day.
Which shift were you?
Oh, I'd be up in like 2 hours in the middle of the night and then like 2 separate hours in the middle of the day, like going to get meals with them.
What did you do in the middle of the night when you were awake?
As for him to know
some things are better left on
Legend of Zelda on the Switch, thank you very much. Important things. Yes.
Let's get a plug in here. If you're interested in what would happen if everyone slept 20 hours a day, check out The Sun Never Sets on the Bombastic Empire, season 2, episode 3.
Shameless plug
to our own podcast.
Right. I don't know how many more people you're going to get by plugging your own podcast in your podcast.
That's why our marketing strategy hasn't been working, because we've only been marketing to people who listen to the podcast.
Well, in theory, won't fail then, because if we're trying, we're marketing
no,
probably to the people. Yeah.
We are hitting our target audience.
Yeah, exactly.
That's an accomplishment.
You know exactly who you're targeting. Like, I mean, can't lie.
It just sounded much weirder when you worded it like, that's who we're targeting. It sounds a lot more aggressive.
Hey, aggressive marketing campaigns gets the no pad publicity.
The early marketing campaign gets the what you platypus said
viewership sponsor
the,
worms
the target
sponsorship
audience.
Worms. Yeah, everyone's going for them sponsorship worms.
Oh yes,
but you only get them if you're early.
So
or super late.
So I have found in my time being a driver of an automotive vehicle that anytime my car has like a minor problem with it, I just cannot bring myself to contact a mechanic to just like get it checked out. I'm like, it's fine. Even if it's like something that's like, I should check this out before too long goes by. It's just like, it's never going to happen. What do you guys think?
Absolutely. Like the my car was low on oil. And like the
okay,
the
well
reason I knew it was is because like the engine was like
smoking every time you drove.
You know, basically, like all but literally. And I was like, I'll wait to get an oil change. It can't be that bad.
It's not that
I feel
important.
Like this is gonna be a 50-50 split because Christian and I have cars that were made within the past 3, maybe 5 years, and yes, you guys
I've
have.
I've got a car that was made in the past 3 to 5 decades. Calm yourself.
No. Like there are some things that you should really keep up on. Oil is definitely one of them.
You just wait.
I take care of my oil.
I don't even do that.
Like
you just wait till I get my Cybertruck, then we'll see who will be laughing.
Boy, you'll be taking the best care of that thing. You know you will.
It will be my baby.
Before I got a new car, I was really bad at that. Like, I mean, a panel kind of falling off the car, you know, you just kind of just shove it in really hard till it sticks long enough, and you're like, it's all good, we're fine, and no need to, nothing to worry about here. But yeah, with my new car, I make sure to take it in, mostly because I don't want to be bothered with like something actually going wrong because, say, I didn't put oil in it and the whole engine starts smoking. It's more to avoid more work later, though. So,
yeah.
I drove around with my like my so my window regulator broke, which like meant that my window on my driver's side, like my driver's side window fell into the door, and like so I would like took the door apart, like pulled the window up and duct taped it up, and like didn't replace the window regulator for at least 6 months, and I just drove around with my window duct taped up, and like I just couldn't use my window. After 6 months I got it replaced though, and to this day I don't roll down my window for fear of breaking it.
So the problem I currently have with my car, and I don't know exactly what it is, but like maybe a month ago or something, the check engine light came on. I'm like, well, you know, it might not be a thing. So I did like the normal checkup stuff. I'm like, all right, I'll run, you know, premium fuel through whatever. Let me check, make sure like gas cap's on tight. Let me make sure this, that, the other. And all the normal stuff was fine. And so I take it to an O'Reilly's because they have that thing where they can just be like, oh, it's saying that the problem is something to do
OBD
with this
reader
system.
Yeah, the error codes, yeah.
And he's like, well, it has something to do with the air intake. I'm like, okay, so like, is this something I should fix quickly? Or is this something like I could kind of wait on? He's like, you don't have to fix it right now, but I wouldn't put it off too long.
You got plenty of wiggle room.
What's your first thought?
Too long.
Right. Like,
well,
where are you putting that?
I've been driving it for like a month with the check engine light, so.
I'd say you have
I mean,
a solid month
of,
and a half
like,
left.
Didn't your car, like, break down, like, your previous car break down, like, a year ago? Not even, Daniel?
Okay. My first car broke down on me because someone hit me in a parking lot, and then I, like, it was already, like, it had a lot of small problems that didn't really matter, And then, like, after that, I started having actual major problems, like, in my engine, because that's kind of where he hit.
Like, your axle is completely skewed, you know, just some slightly more serious problems than before.
Doesn't even have axles anymore. Well, actually, he Fred Flintstones it everywhere he goes.
So, my car broke down on me once on the way to an eye doctor appointment, so I parked it in an empty parking lot and then jogged the rest of the way to get there on time. And then, you know, we got it fixed. It was something with, like, the radiator. And then a couple months later, it broke down when I was visiting Anthony. Actually, I think that was the trip where we recorded Imagine Not Having Audio Problems. My car had broken down, like, the day before we recorded that. And it was, like, the head gasket blew, the radiator, like, shot up again. There was something else, too. And since my car was, like, a 98, like, it was going to be a big pain, or, like, they didn't have the specific part they needed available, and so we just had to, like, total it. And then my second car, so this would have been, like, a year and a half ago, almost. That one, I hydroplaned and went over a curb at, like, 30 miles an hour and shredded the bottom of my car, and that one totaled.
Ouch.
Yeah,
there's nothing worse, like, that's a general statement. There are a few things worse, I feel like, than you're just driving along and just something happens to your car, and that feeling that hits your stomach when you realize that, oh crap, I'm gonna have to spend the next few hours taking care of a broken car. Like, that sucks. Especially if you're on your way to work or something, because then you're trying to figure out, like, you got to call in, you got to get all that figured out. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No bueno.
It was not ideal. Well, the first one was bad, because I had to take a bus back, because I had class on Monday that I, like, couldn't miss. And so I had to, like, get all my stuff that I brought up to Anthony's place and just pack it up on a bus. Bus ride sucked, and they said they had Wi-Fi, and that was a lie, and so I couldn't do my homework, which I desperately needed to do.
You know, the homework for the next week, right? Because you're such a responsible student.
Well, you know.
I don't know if Daniel's ever done the homework for the current week.
I got worse as a student in college.
How is that possible?
He started at negative, by the way.
I got better in some ways, and then... Okay, let's see. I would say my study habits got better and my attendance habits got worse.
That's just because attendance is all but mandatory in high school.
Yeah, it kind of wrecked me. It was really hard adjusting to having a job where it's like, what, I have to be, like, there and on time every day? What's the deal?
Hey, boss man, what's your problem, dude? I was trying to sleep in today.
When's my assignment due? Like, I'll just turn it in then.
That doesn't surprise me whatsoever. Speaking of not living in reality, the metaverse. I'm curious what your guys' thoughts on it. Do you think it'll become actually a thing? Have you guys heard anything about it? And how
I'm already living in it. I abandoned real life.
Well,
I'm recording this from the beach. I'm already hanging out with Zuckerberg, and Will Smith's on the other side hanging out. We're surfing and fighting Batman with dolphins.
I was watching a video about it today. Do you guys watch Ordinary Things ever?
Nope. I'll have to look.
It's like a British YouTuber, and he just kind of talks about stuff.
We're gonna bleep that because we don't give free shout. No, I'm kidding.
Side to Will Smith.
No, good channel. It. Definitely check it out. But no, he was talking about it. He's like, yeah, I don't think this is the future. And then he was explaining, like, I think augmented reality is more likely to be, like, the next big thing that takes off.
I would agree.
Imagine not having seen Ready Player One, idiot. That guy thinking.
Is Ready Player One? I know we've talked about this, and I definitely have asked this question on the podcast, but I don't know. Is Ready Player One the one with that bogus movie poster where his leg is like 3 million meters long?
I think you did bring that up. Yes, I'm pretty sure you brought something up like that. But no, I would agree. AR, I think augmented reality is much more likely to take on, especially with marketing and advertisement. It's going to be so easy for customized commercials.
I guess it depends, though. So augmented reality, maybe for practical things, but for things for purely entertainment, don't you think a virtual reality would be more popular?
It's hard to say because VR has never been aside from the Oculus Quest, VR is not cheap to do.
Yeah.
Because you not only need an expensive VR headset, you need a computer that can run it.
And usually. Space for it as well, which not everyone does. I feel like...
Well, I was just...
Go ahead.
I think that the biggest deciding factor specifically within entertainment, right, is with VR, you need to have a way to keep the person in place. Because I'm going to say a video game, right? Let's say you're playing a video game. I think VR, the issue with VR is you're limited to the room, right? But if it's AR, the room is a part of the video game, right? And the walls are now walls in the video game, so you're not going to run into them. So I think for VR to specifically in the entertainment aspects I'm thinking about, you just need a way to keep them immobilized, but still able to move around, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, fine line between immersion and not handicapping the people so that you're not running into walls.
Yeah, well, yeah, although I do love videos of people smashing their TVs or punching people in the face because they think they're in, or because in the world they're doing something else.
Yeah, right.
Those are great videos. We should never lose them.
I don't want to parrot the video too much, but he also brought up some interesting things. He was talking about Second Life. If you guys are familiar with that.
Not particularly.
Is that a game or something like that? No,
it's Half-Life.
It's just having a virtual identity.
It's they actually reference it in The Office. It was a thing in the mid 2000s. It was an MMO kind of, but it just functioned like daily life. Like mix an MMO with The Sims, and you kind of just your person lived a normal life. It's basically what it was, but apparently there was real money that you could make off of he was talking about this couple who made millions by doing real estate in Second Life and just having this whole corner of the this whole section of the market cornered and leveraging in-game currency to make real money. And I'm interested to see if something if something like that could happen in metaverse, particularly because it is, it has multiple tie-ins with crypto, right?
I have no
clue. I'm not super gonna have their own coin.
100% though, I agree that this would happen. I mean, it already happens in other things, right? There's other games that are not even
EVE Online. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, I mean, it's happened in plenty of games like this. The currency is there's actual real life value for these things that are being traded in the game. So I could only imagine with a realistic virtual world, it'd get crazy.
I think there's a South American country where RuneScape is really big. I don't remember which one, but they go really hard. It's intense, and they have these massive bot farms, and I don't know. I've heard this once, and it was an adjacent point to something else the RuneScape video was talking about. But anyways. Yeah. What was the original question?
Oh, it's just the metaverse. It was pretty broad, yeah. I was just curious what your guys' thoughts on it, if it'd be big or not.
Honestly, I don't know a ton about it.
I mean, it just looks...
It's hard to say.
I don't know a whole lot either. I've seen one video on it, and it essentially looks like VR chat meets The Sims. That's what my understanding is of it.
I think he said almost that exact comparison in the video I watched.
I don't understand VR chat myself, so I see no appeal in it.
I've played VR chat. I like it. It could be kind of fun if, like, what I've had a couple friends I'm playing with, and we're just like doing dumb stuff. But I wouldn't pour much time into VR chat ever. I don't personally see myself putting time into the metaverse unless like they like.
I could totally see
they got to pivot and take a different direction with it. Mm-hmm. Like nothing I know about it seems interesting.
But like, what happens when it replaces Zoom, right? Like, no longer are you doing like a camera, like basically just a big Zoom call. You're now in a virtual lecture, and you're staring at like the professor's avatar and stuff.
That'd be pretty cool.
I feel like that. Yeah, I almost feel like there's only potential for things to go wrong, but I do love the idea.
That happens in the book for Ready Player One. That's much more of a thing.
Well, I haven't read the book.
I mean, well, I feel like that would make it even easier to not pay attention in a virtual meeting. So all you have to do is take the headset off.
That's what I'm saying. But I also think it would be hilarious if you could just like, in the middle of the meeting, you just summon, it's like, yeah, this is my Phoenix that I paid $30 to get in game. And that's just sitting at your desk during your business meeting.
No, the true valuable skin would be the one that makes it look like you're paying attention and like taking notes and you're just taking a nap in the corner. That's the one you want.
I think that'll
buy.
Just be like an emote or something that you can do. Taking notes emote. It's worth like $1,000 or something.
Shoot.
All right.
Bombastic quote. Isn't everything like a corn dog? And now to the hypothetical, because what's a podcast without a hypothetical? So there was a meeting between Shaquille O'Neal and Kevin Hart. And oh, wow. They had a long discussion, a mind and eye opening discussion as to why some people get handed the short end of the stick and some people get like the longer end of the stick. Correct. And like they're wondering how could they try to balance this out? Some people still do it. Some people don't, but a lot of people are kind of in the middle, but they want to see more variation. They want to see more balance in that sense. They're more variation. So they did many late nights and many calculations and many failed experiments to finally get to the new way of life called the Shaq-Hart lifestyle. And that is everyone is a, I don't fully understand this, random height altered between two times their height and half times their height.
So basically everyone's like assigned a random like float value between 2 and 0.5. So like somewhat like random value between 2 and 0.5, so like 1.7. So like it's randomized for each person. And their height is multiplied by, man, you guys thought you escaped math. Apparently this is a math podcast now, because that's all we do. So your current height is multiplied by that random number. And so let's say it was 2, which is the max. If you were 6 feet, you are now 12 feet. If your number was 0.5, you are now 3 feet. And so basically the range of heights is now, What's the tallest person ever? Probably like 7 something, right?
Probably not the tallest person ever.
8'11". Holy banana. That's so much taller than I thought. So basically, like if he got a 2x multiplier, he could be up to like 18 feet tall.
I'm assuming then, you just get a 2x multiplier on every dimension.
I hadn't thought about that.
Why not? I mean, I don't know, because twice as tall and still stay as thin as you are right now, your spine would probably crack.
Yeah, but like if you look at a really tall person now, they're not like, or depending on how tall they are, they're not necessarily just like extreme. All right, sure, yeah. It's multiplied in every direction. And then, like, the shortest person ever was just under 3 feet tall. And so if they got, like, the half multiplier, they would be a foot and a half tall. But, yeah, so, like, basically, the range of heights varies drastically now. How's that going to change things?
Cars are going to have to be made very differently. That's the first thing I think of.
Well, yeah, because average height is, like, just under 6 feet, right? Like 5'10" for in America, 5'10" for males, and like 5'8" or something for females. And so, on average, like you're gonna have like half the people like taller than that, half the people shorter than that.
First thing that comes to my mind is the movie Monsters, Inc. You know, when they're like walking through the city and everything's just completely wacky dimensions made specifically for those people. That's what I think of.
Yeah. Because you can't just make normal assumptions on, like, I almost feel like you would need to, like, segregate based on height.
I was gonna say the same thing in a joking way, but you're definitely bringing a more serious tone. Well,
it's for utility, people. It's utilitarian.
You're making it worse. Oh,
yeah. But so, like, at some point, the people who are like 2 and 3 feet tall, like, are in danger of being stepped on by the like 14-foot people, right? Like, it's just a matter of safety at some point. Shoe manufacturers. Like,
I don't know if it affects shoe manufacturers.
Honestly, all clothing and everything just...
I was going to say, clothing is the roof. One of the things that came through my mind. There's going to be a great clothing crisis because there's so much more custom clothes needing to be made because there is a far greater variety of...
They would just be a larger range of sizes. We already have a lot of sizes.
You're right. We would no longer need clothes. So everyone would be naked all the time.
That's the next logical step.
Everyone who's over, like, there are some heights that, like, people have never been before. And so some clothes just don't exist yet.
I mean, are we assuming this happens, nowhere tomorrow? Is that the hypothetical? Or is this if the world just worked?
Lindsay, when did this happen? When did the Shikart formula get dispersed?
It happened back in the great 2018.
Okay. That's what I think of when I think of great years of the world.
I mean, compared to the year after.
Yeah, comparatively.
So I thought of one thing, and that made me think of another thing. I don't know why this came to my mind before doorways, but... height limits on bridges. We would have to raise bridges because now people can't even like walk under them. And then the thought that occurred to me was, what if you were homeless and then you ended up like 15 feet tall or something? Like, it's gonna be a lot harder to stay warm.
Oh yeah, that kind of sucks. Well, would it? It, I feel like, well, having more body,
come back down, you need a lot of clothing crisis. You need a lot of blankets.
Wouldn't that just come back down to the clothing problem though?
Well, hold on, just really quick. If you turned 15 feet tall, you were already 7.5 feet tall as a homeless person, which I feel like you should have just gotten an NBA contract or something.
Yeah, every tall person is good at basketball. Everyone knows that.
Well, but, like, if you're 7.5 feet tall, I feel like if you can just, like, place the ball in the net, you can at
How
least play some
How dare you assume
of
that's what they want to do with their lives? How dare
They'd
you?
Rather be homeless. Fair enough.
I'm curious. What is? I feel like isn't it like? I feel like 7 foot's somewhat commonish in NBA, right? But 7.5 is. It's like kind of pushing that, like, your body's like having problems. You're too tall, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, that's a good question. If like, because like the tallest people ever, they normally die of heart diseases. And so. Also, just really quick, NBA average height 6'6", the tallest player 7'7". So he is an inch shorter than the tallest player.
There have been 2 players over 7.5 feet.
The Well, I on the number one thing on Google, that's what it said. Anyway, I'm gonna say that like health is not necessary.
Oh wait,
I don't know. Is health a concern for tall people in this scenario? Because like that, their body scale.
Yeah, but like the stuff your body's made of isn't scaled, right? Like
I think part of the formula gave them they grew a second heart, so.
And their bone density got better and all of that stuff. Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. They require less calories, and yeah, it all worked out.
We got that true. We already said your body would make up for it. But movie theaters. How are the seats going to accommodate the various body sizes?
You don't want a 10-foot person sitting in front of you when you're watching a movie. Like,
yeah. Send them to not to mention the width of seats.
Send them to the back. What?
You're not allowed to sit in front of
you. Nope. But you know, like, movie theaters won't have like much of a reason to like exist anymore, so like movies are gonna need a platform to release on. And
Circuit,
you know, we can't overwhelm streaming services.
I feel like you would have to design buildings to the tallest person or like moderately close to it, so there would be less stories.
But that would waste so much material.
I feel like we keep coming back to segregation.
Circuit City is coming back. You guys are missing this.
Cool. Circuit City. Anyway, so there'll be like I think you go like tall, medium, and short villages, right? And because like the short villages, they can make they can take advantage of so much space. Because like let's say like it's like under 4 feet or so is the short person village. Maybe even under like three. No, probably three. I don't know. We'll say 3 feet anyway. So like that's the short person village. You can basically double your space because like things are more or less designed to support 6 foot people today, right? And so you have like objection. Twice the potential. What do you mean?
Like,
it's
generally
like,
designed.
It's designed
like
to support up to.
Okay, fair.
Yeah. Like it, you are not necessary. Like ideally, you're not inconvenienced. I'd say in general life by being 6 foot.
Yeah.
Calling out all the 6 foot people. So like tiny place. You can do. I feel like tiny people are gonna be richer just because like they need so much less stuff.
Well, obviously there would be pay inequality because why wouldn't there?
Well,
it exists now. Wow, you're asking the real questions. We don't do that.
Well, actually, that's a good question for like blue collar work versus white collar work, right? You'd probably want some giant dude who's like 10 foot if you have like manual labor over the measly 4 foot person, right?
A requirement for most jobs is like, being able to lift up to like 50 pounds.
Right.
And like if you're 3 feet, you can't do that.
Any like housework has to be done by someone of like that person's village, because you're not gonna have like a 16-foot person like trying to, you know, the walls in a 4-foot tall person's house.
You just use 8-foot tall people
now,
everywhere.
And think about like the miners, like coal miners or something. Like, are we just gonna build giant mine shafts? I feel like that's far less stable. No, we're gonna send the short people in, like dwarves. You know, that there's a reason that in all mythology, the short people are the ones doing the mining. It's just because it's more effective.
Although one thing, so like, you knew your base height in 2018 before the formula got released, but like in the future, can you like imagine you're born and you're like 6 feet tall? It's like, man, originally 3 feet and got a 2x multiplier?
Who is born as 6 foot?
Okay, no. Like you know what I mean.
Okay, hold on.
That's a good question. Since it's a random thing for each person, it's not like genetic, right? So you could be 3 feet tall and have a kid who ends up being 12 feet tall.
Yeah, I mean,
weird.
I mean, there's some connection to it, but like, yeah, there's gonna be some connection genetically, but there's not gonna be like a direct way to tell.
That 3 feet person is giving birth to a 3 foot baby. That's not happening.
So Christian, tell us, how does this affect microbiology?
Well, you see, the microbes also got impacted. Yes. So we may
the microbes are getting squashed by the tall people.
The sports, I feel like you have different categories of sports based on height, right?
One person's the ball, like, the other person's
more segregation. Yes, yes.
Or that'd be be kind of fun. Like, so you're assembling a football team, and it's like you have the running back be like super tall or something, but then for the quarterback you have him. I don't know. I don't know.
He doesn't play football, ladies and gentlemen.
Like having very yeah, I know so much about football. What would be a sport that like having a very wide range of heights be very helpful? Dodgeball.
I feel like just having a bunch of short people would be great in dodgeball.
Yeah. I can't think of a single sport where you would want a range versus, like, consistency.
Volleyball?
Surely there's got to be one.
Because you have the short people get the low to the ground balls, and you have the tall people to get everything else.
Could you...
Yeah.
What sports can you launch players into the air and still make a valid play?
Rugby, right?
Oh, rugby. Rugby's changing. Rugby is changing, for sure.
People are now the balls. So you throw, like, a tiny person, and that is the ball.
Brutal.
I think public transportation would be hard, too.
I think any transportation, which we kind of
How do you redo infrastructure? Like, we would still, like, no one who can, like... If you wouldn't fit in a modern like subway, like you still wouldn't have public transportation.
Well, in
general,
you
probably wouldn't have like any form of transportation other than walking, maybe biking.
Yeah.
Mm. Ooh,
dude, picture a bike ridden by a 16-foot tall person.
Like a penny farthing bike, probably, except the pedals go all the way to like the edge. The bike with the enormous wheel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just picturing the pedals have to be really big, right? Wait, no, I'm thinking way bigger than I should have been. I was thinking like the pedal goes by and just wipes out a house.
So Godzilla got a bike.
ignore me. Forget it. It might take out a house pet.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I do think that, like, there definitely would be separation. Like, there would have to be some sort of a segregation, at the very least, in the amount of people who go into specific jobs, obviously. So, like, you're never going to see someone above, like, 4'5" be an astronaut or something, well, right?
Necessarily be like segregation, but you'd have to have like there would have to be places that
what's a nicer you know, word
the
for
three
it?
Footers could
organization.
I mean, potato potato.
Well, like
two ideas.
It's not like it would cause a ton of problems if like everyone's living in the same city, right? But there would have to be places for everyone.
It'd be de facto, not de jure.
Okay.
Terminology.
Yeah.
I want to break down.
But if I want to go to a restaurant where I have to like climb a ladder to get on the bar stool, you know.
That's kind of
climb a ladder to get to my plate from there.
You have to bring your own chairs and your own transportation all the time. You cannot rely on other people's doors. And
everyone
walks away, walkways.
Everyone drives forklifts everywhere.
Christian, I think you pointed out something really interesting with the like space travel. Like you would totally you could send so many people because they need less food. They're much lighter. I think it would revolutionize space travel.
Right.
You could probably launch them without a spaceship. And because they're so much lighter, they would get there
probably just
before they died.
One of the 16 billion foot people Daniel's imagining and just chuck them to the moon.
They could just pull the moon down so that everyone else could just walk
they
on
can,
and then
they can
put it
pick
back.
Them up and place them on the moon.
Oh, yes.
As long as they don't bonk their head on the moon, you know?
I had another thought, but I lost it. Christian, what were you saying?
I don't know. I keep thinking of a point and then realizing it was like a random number. So like energy intake of the world's going to kind of stay the same because it's going to cancel out. And people who are larger are going to eat more, but people who are smaller are going to eat less. So can't imagine stuff like that would be impacted too much.
But the people... Because I was going to say, I guess like the people who eat more are probably going to be eating like four times as much. And the people who eat less are probably eat like a quarter as much. But I don't think that balances out.
So would the food costs raise or lower? Because
some... I think like net food production would have to go up. Also like space. Like there's not like outer space, but like there's not enough space for everyone necessarily.
No, not really though, because
if, if half of the people now are above average height and some of them are gargantuan, like twice as wide, twice as long, twice as tall, you know, that's significant more energy. Actually, they'd be consuming
they just live
eight times as much food.
Right?
Well,
if you got doubled in every dimension, you would be eating eight times as much food.
Yeah, but
to
you're not
keep up your energy intake.
Yeah, I guess there is that.
Yeah, I was gonna point out when you said four, I was like, okay, we are stick figures in this. but oh, what was I gonna, man, it's completely gone. Submarines, that's a job. You can only be on a submarine if you're.
Right.
The giant people who are taking out houses with their bikes could just scoop down to the bottom of the ocean and see what's down there.
Honestly, yeah, that like the we just get one of the really tall people to stand over the Marianas Trench and reach their hand down and just like see if anything's down there.
So which would you guys
prefer?
And then
prefer? They scoop up and then you would kill anything you pulled up that fast. Except for blobfish.
They'll be fine.
Would you guys prefer to get increased in size or decreased in size, and to what degree then? I'm curious.
After watching Attack on Titan, I mean, I don't know.
A colossal Titan. I want to be 100 meters tall. 331 feet. Yes, please.
I would say I'm okay with being bit taller, I guess. I don't know.
I feel like you got to choose, like, because you also have the option to stay what you are, right?
Right.
But if there are, like, 2-foot people and, like, 14-foot people, I feel like you got to be an extreme. Because if you're in the middle, like, it just feels like you're missing out and you'll get made fun of by both.
See, I don't know. I was going to say, I feel like being in the middle would be the most fun.
That's kind of what I was thinking. I feel like, because then you could participate in both worlds and you wouldn't be kept out from
but
one
like,
or the other.
You don't get to be a part of the best of both worlds.
That's not true.
Like,
what do you mean by best?
Both being an astronaut or playing basketball.
I don't want to do Good either Lord. Of those things.
He wants to be in my microbiology.
No, yeah, right. I was going to say, my political
so,
career
oh,
does
so
not
Christian would
want
to shrink so he can
I was, yeah,
interact 0. with the microbes.
0.005 times.
Got to give those microbes a hug.
I think that covers everything. So a quick message from our sponsor. Has it ever happened to you that you go up to a vending machine and you buy the wrong snack and then you just kind of have to deal with it and either just have that snack sitting on your computer desk for months before you finally just like, I need to eat this or throw it out? Or you just eat it out of spikes, you're like, well, I need something? Well, no more. Thanks to two-way vending machines. These revolutionary vending machines will also accept snacks and give you money in return and restock the snack into its load. So if you buy the wrong snack, you can stock it back in. If you bought a variety pack of chips and you know how those extra bag of chips that are the flavor you don't like always float around, now you can return them to vending machines and get a little bit of your money back.
It's really great just cause, like, everyone's had the experience, right? You got a packed lunch or something. You get this, like, oh, mom packed the wrong thing today. Oh, I hate goldfish. Well, not
Excuse
a problem
me?
Anymore. No, there was an example.
That was a bad example.
I literally have a bucket of goldfish next to me right now.
Can confirm.
Anyway. Can confirm has seen Bucket of Goldfish. Anyway, you trade it in, you get your money back, and then you get a new snack. It just works out great. Highly recommend.
How many gallons is your goldfish bucket?
1,000 gallons.
1,000.
A tank is a better word than bucket, really.
Oh, okay. It's like a swimming pool.
Yeah, well, no, more like an industrial tank, right? Think water tower.
Well, I'm picturing like a 50-gallon drum. So you got like 20 of those. That's like a swimming pool, right?
Yeah, but like I'm picturing shape. Anyway, BuzzFeed quiz. You've been waiting for it for a long time. It's here. We're finally doing it. And the one, it is actually from BuzzFeed this time, which is, yay. I think, honestly, maybe a first. All right. The quiz is, eat at this fast food buffet and we'll guess your zodiac sign and hair color. So we're going to take this quiz. First question, what would you pick from McDonald's? Options, bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddle, chicken McNugget Happy Meal, Big Mac, or M&M McFlurry?
I mean, this all depends. Like, these are very different options. Like,
they are, but you gotta go the right chicken now, McNugget Happy Meal.
Right now, I'm feeling that Big Mac. That Big Mac is staring me down.
Usually anymore, if I go to McDonald's, like, I'm just gonna get a dessert or something. Or sometimes I go just because it's fast and I want some chicken nuggets. But the Big Mac kind of would hit right now. I honestly might run to McDonald's after the podcast. Yeah. Big Mac.
If you had said 6 spicy chicken McGriddles, then I would have been for that. But we're gonna get the Big Mac.
Nah, dude.
Because I'm really hungry, and that's the biggest thing on those options.
All right. So next location is Taco Bell. And would you get the Crunchwrap Supreme, the Spicy Potato Soft Taco, the Nachos Bell Grand Combo, or Cinnabon Delights? Out of the options, for me, I'm stuck between the Spicy Potato Taco and the Cinnabon Delights.
That's funny. So I'm stuck between the two left ones, Crunchwrap Supreme and the Nachos Bell Grande.
I want Cinnabon.
I'm not a big Taco Bell person. Yeah, but I'm gonna go with the combo.
If they had put a Doritos taco on here, I would have gone with that.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
I think the potato wrap is extremely underrated. Big fan.
Nice.
I haven't tried the potato tacos yet, so I'm gonna have to go with Cinnabon myself.
Let's go.
All right.
Next we have Panera. We have the Green Goddess Cobb Salad, Mac and Cheese, Broccoli Cheddar Bread Bowl, or the Smokehouse Barbecue Chicken Sandwich. Mac and Cheese.
Simple,
for days.
Elegant Mac and Cheese.
Mac and Cheese for days.
The Panera Mac and Cheese is kind of goated, but honestly, the Bread Bowls are also good. I mean, it has to be the Mac and Cheese, but like the Broccoli Cheddar Bread Bowl had me second guessing for a second.
You can also go the extremely unhealthy route and get the mac and cheese inside the bread bowl.
Yeah, that's a dream.
That's a dream. If they offer, you know,
they
maybe
did,
I'll
they
ask
did
that
at one point.
Carbs,
really?
Yeah, yes. I gotta say the mac and cheese as well. It's so good.
Across
it's too
the
good.
Board,
we got an obvious winner.
By the way, I don't even have this open, so I've.
Oh my! I sent the link in the Discord.
I don't see it. Did you?
It's in the bottom of general.
Okay, I'll read this. So, In-N-Out, there's cheeseburger and fries, animal-style fries, double animal-style cheeseburger, or milkshake. Now, I've actually never had In-N-Out.
Ooh, you want the double-double with onion, if you ever go. I'm going to go with the double animal-style cheeseburger.
I don't know.
So good.
I'm going to do the animal-style fries. I've had In-N-Out, not that impressed.
Really?
Hate to say it. I don't know. I'm very much a simpleton. So when people
that's the truth.
Like hype something up, it just like and it's just a stand like closer to a standard burger than it is anything special. Then it's just like, oh, well, I'm let down, and that's attached to it. But like, it's not bad by any means. It's just, mm-hmm. it's It's hard to just outdo a just a standard burger. So I'm just going to do the animal style fries. All right, no, that, take that, it back. Milkshake looks delightful right now.
That was a roller coaster.
You had like a 10-minute explanation on that.
I'm the opposite for In-N-Out in that I think the burgers are pretty good, and I think the fries are like okay.
Yeah. I'm,
just give me cheeseburger and fries.
I'm always going to go with like a fully loaded burger over loaded fries. Not that I don't like loaded fries, but because I just like cheeseburgers that much. So animal style burger.
Is it a hot take to say loaded tots like far superior to loaded fries?
That's not at all a hot take. That's a cold take. That's just that's facts.
Yeah. That's a take. A very, very cold take. All right.
Christian, do you have it pulled up
now? I do. I found it.
Do you need to catch up on your answers?
No, I got it. Okay.
Would you like to run us through Panda Express?
Yeah, Panda Express. Okay. I feel like this is super obvious, but whatever. Honestly. Cream cheese ragoon, broccoli beef, chow mein, or orange chicken.
There's only one correct answer. You all better pick it.
Yeah, orange chicken.
And it's orange chicken.
Orange chicken.
Why would you choose like a plate of chow mein over orange chicken?
I will say, though, get a little chow mein with the orange chicken.
Oh, yeah.
That's the move.
Right.
Chef's kiss. The chow mein at Panda is pretty good.
It's good, but a pound of chow mein versus a pound of orange chicken. Like, I'm going to pound one of those and not the other.
All right. I feel like this is a... Oh, well, maybe not. I have a choice here for Burger King. So the choices are chicken fries, Impossible Whopper, cheesy tots, and Sunday pie. And granted, the Sunday pie looks kind of fire, but it's got to be the chicken fries, right?
I haven't tried Burger King in I don't know how many years, but Sunday
why they're in business.
Honestly, same. And what were they? They were like number 5, weren't they?
Yeah, we just talked about this recently. Like, they're high up on like the number of stores open / revenue.
Well,
like,
no,
I don't know anyone who goes to Burger King.
I only go when like no one else is open. I'm always
like airport. Enjoy that's it, about it.
Yeah.
If that.
I'm going chicken fries.
I've not had anything on this list except for the chicken fries, and I was mildly disappointed by them. So I would try the Impossible Whopper just to make it new.
Hmm. I have not tried an Impossible Burger.
I've heard
curious,
it's good.
But then I'm like, I'll just roll with something I know I like. So I haven't tried it.
Right.
Lindsay, you want to get us through Chick-fil-A here?
Chick-fil-A. We have spicy chicken sandwich, the cool wrap, waffle fries, and chicken and strips. Now,
obvious answer.
Okay, hot take here. Hot take. Grilled chicken sandwich far superior from Chick-fil-A than the fried chicken.
Spicy grilled chicken sandwich.
Once or twice, and like it just kind of didn't come out well when I got it, so I don't have a good sample size.
I will say, like, I don't know what they do to their lettuce, but like it's not that great. Like, I don't know, like I don't like their lettuce. But like I'd totally take the grilled chicken over.
Brent, those are pickles, not lettuce.
Anytime. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. That makes so much sense.
Da-doy.
I might point out that there is no grilled chicken sandwich on this list.
Correct. For a long time, I thought the Chick-fil-A waffle fries were so overrated because every time I went to Chick-fil-A, they were like pretty mid. And then like, but I thought everything else was really good. And then like in the last year or so, every time I've gone to Chick-fil-A, everything else has been kind of mid, but the waffle fries have been by far the best thing there.
I would agree.
And so I'm gonna go with the waffle fries.
Seconded.
It's a tough choice for me. I love the waffle fries, but every time I go to Chick-fil-A, I'm a spicy chicken sandwich person. So I'm going with that one.
I respect
it. People hype up spicy chicken, and I've just never been a fan of like the like fast food style spicy chicken. Just some. I don't know what
it's not
flavor
spicy
it is,
enough
I'm
usually.
Not on it.
Chick-fil-A is no exception, but it gets halfway there.
Yeah.
All right, we got four more. Next one. Also, have not had
right.
Shake Shack, hot dog, buffalo spice cheese fries, Shack Stack, or frozen custard. I think any place that has a hot dog for like a fast food place makes me suspicious.
It's Shake Shack's actually good. It is suspiciously expensive though. But I just like the normal, like, double cheeseburger from there or whatever. So I'm going to have to go with the frozen custard.
So I'm looking at this picture of the Shake Stack, and it looks good. However, it looks like I would try and take one bite of it, and the entire burger would fall apart.
Yeah.
Only that, that's if you can get your mouth for an entire bite.
Well, I was just gonna, it looks like they had to tie it together with a string or something, even to just have it sit together.
Yeah,
have a toothpick. Yeah, I mean, that tomato on the front's about to fall off.
Uh-huh. Frozen custard.
I'm between the buffalo spice cheese fries and frozen custard.
The more I'm going frozen custard. I want ice cream.
I know. I want everything. I'm so hungry right now.
I have had, like, kind of a meal today.
So I've had 300 calories today, and half of that is fruit and carrots.
Why did none of us eat? I thought about putting off the recording more to eat, but I was like, I can't do that.
It's like late in the evening. Like, it's getting there, and what are we doing?
It is 8 p.m.
Yeah, that's late in the evening.
We're all functioning adults.
Right.
Daniel.
Make a choice.
Wendy's? All right. I'm surprised you didn't want Wendy's, Brent, but I can go for it. All right. So we've got the Baconator. We've got a Frosty. We've got a grilled Asiago Ranch Chicken Club. We've got the chili and cheese baked potato. And I think I have to go Frosty.
You got to.
No.
I'm going to go Baconator.
Baconator, dude. Sure.
No, let's go, Christian.
Yeah, give me the...
Here's the problem with bacon. And that's that I only like it if it's crispy.
I don't like bacon that much, but I do like the Baconator.
Not a fan of bacon.
It needs to be nice in the middle, to like slightly towards the chewy side.
Ooh. No. I like it to have a full crunch, and it's like bonus points if you cooked it to the point that it curled up.
If I don't want to eat, I want to eat bacon, not a cracker. It's meat.
I don't know. I grew up on crispy bacon, and the soft stuff just doesn't do it for me.
All right. I can do Domino's,
Christian.
I'm going to take it, you know. Domino's, you got the pepperoni pizza, chicken Alfredo pasta, hot buffalo wings, and marbled cookie brownie. This one's pretty easy for me.
All good answers.
Yeah. But it's pretty straightforward. I haven't had the buffalo wings from Domino's, and I love Domino's pizza just in general, so I'm going to go with the pepperoni pizza.
Mm-hmm. I'm going with the pizza.
I'm going to go with pizza because I haven't had any of the other things, I don't think.
In my experience with pizza chains, like, sometimes they have good other stuff on the menu, but the pizza is almost always the best thing on the menu.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
And finally, Lindsay? Take us
Dairy Queen. We have chocolate chip cookie dough blizzard. I don't know why they just didn't say blizzard. Cheeseburger meal deal. Chocolate dipped cone or cheese curds.
I've got an opinion. You only go to Dairy Queen if you want a blizzard.
100%.
If you just wanted like fast food, like a burger or something, you would go somewhere else. So there is only one correct answer.
No, there's the blizzard. There's two ice cream options.
I've gone for a dip cone before. I've also gone for the Orange Julius.
But that's like a subset. I know it's not, but it's a subset of Blizzard in my mind.
But what would you prefer? Like, what would you generally go to Dairy Queen for? It's definitely the Blizzard for me, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean... Nothing really sets apart the chocolate dipped cone from where I could get it somewhere else, so, like, I'm going Blizzard. All right.
Okay.
Drum
roll, results are in. They nailed me. They said water sign with brown hair, and I am a Pisces with brown hair. Wow. And my birthday is in 2 days, so.
Holy cow. I also got water sign with brown hair. And so they got the hair right. However, I am not a Cancer, Scorpio, or Pisces. I am Taurus. So.
I got a water sign with brown hair. And they're wrong on both fronts.
Christian?
I got fire sign with black or colorful hair. And
wow,
their signs are wrong for me. They gave me Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius.
So I didn't know that there's like elemental like categories for the signs.
Well, so like Pisces is a fish.
Yes,
right?
I get
so
that.
Like that kind of makes sense, but I like.
You also need water.
I don't
for
know
cancer.
What Cancer or Scorpio is, like what their animals are.
Yeah.
You don't know what animal Scorpio is.
I mean, I would guess it's a scorpion, but like, who knows?
Good
I
could
totally
it.
See it being a zebra.
Yeah, I'm looking up what mine actually is. I have no.
Oh, it's a crab.
Cancer is crab.
Yeah. But okay, and the reason I didn't say scorpion is because the like that does not seem like a water animal. So I was like, ah, maybe not.
Well, I don't think. Oh, wait, no. I was going to say maybe like each sign has like an elemental variant, but then I was like, no, they very much worded it like water sign means you're either a Cancer, Scorpio, or Pisces. So.
Well, I was very impressed until I found out it just like guessed this for everyone.
Except for me.
Not Christian.
I'm unique.
I think I was only like one or two answers off of Christian.
I also don't have black or colorful hair, so.
But you don't have black hair?
Yeah, my hair's white, dude. Bleach white.
Oh. Yep. Well, honestly, that would—I almost feel like that falls under the subset of colorful, sort of. Just in that it's a unique color.
I feel like if you're being technical, black or colorful is like any color in the spectrum.
You're really covering your bases with that.
Wow. So let's read some the top three comments here. BuzzFeed is never guessing my zodiac right. Comment two. Whoa. Was not expecting that accurate, but okay. Fun quiz. Now I'm hungry. Same, except the accuracy. And then the third comment that is visible to me right now. Fire sign with black or colorful hair. Whoa, holy. Yeah, I'm a Leo with blue streaks. And then the face where it's like colon three. Is that kissy face?
Not sure.
Couldn't tell you.
That's always been like, a weird looking emoticon.
I didn't grow up in this generation.
That's it makes me think of what's the science grandpa and kid Rick and Morty
Uncle like, Grandpa.
They make that face a lot.
No. Yeah, they do.
Anyway, yeah, BuzzFeed quiz. If you want to check it out, go to BuzzFeed.com and then it's fast food guess zodiac quiz.
And
see if
you take it, let us know what you got and if it was accurate.
Mm-hmm.
And having finished the BuzzFeed quiz, which was segment C, the third one, we are officially bringing this episode to a close. Does anybody have final thoughts?
Thank goodness, Brent. My computer's about to die. I'm now standing in my kitchen awkwardly because I had to find my charger halfway through the episode.
Take us through a tour of your kitchen.
Well, okay. I look to my left, and it goes on for about 5 feet, maybe, tiny kitchen, and then I turn around and I can see the rest of my apartment. So there's
exhilarating.
There's some dirty dishes in the sink.
Oh, I know.
Why don't you get on those?
The immersion is great.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not a realtor.
Final thoughts. Shout out to Mom. Will Smith comes to the podcast. Christian, thank you for coming to the podcast.
Thank you, Christian. You're
always
the
a
best.
Pleasure to have you on. You definitely hold the record of highest occupancy of
no pun intended
stuff. Man, anyway,
you guys really don't know your audiences, do you? I'm like the lowest rated.
I do know that like you are. I think last time we spoke, you like were on season two, if that,
right,
of listening. So, yeah, get on that. See, this is our target audience, is people who are currently recording. Like that's the goal of who we're trying to get to listen to the podcast, is people who are in the podcast.
Okay. we on a guest to like kind of make you feel committed to the podcast so that you'll listen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we've got about a 12% success rate.
Totally didn't click with me.
It's working well. Anyway, that's me.
Lindsay?
I feel like I never have final thoughts, and that does not change for today.
Okay. Shout out to Brent's mom.
Shout out.
Indeed.
And if no one has anything else, then I'm going to wish you all to have a bombastic week, and we'll see you next time.